The vaccine mandate back on. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden's order that all federal employees be vaccinated against COVID-19 has been reinstated by a federal appeals court.
Judges of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans voted 2-1 to allow the order to be enforced once again. It overturns a Texas district judge's injunction issued in January. The mandate did allow for exceptions on medical or religious grounds. Still, some federal employees fought it, saying the mandate exceeded Oval Office authority. The appeals court ruled that the district judge acted outside his jurisdiction.
Fox's Grinnell Scott reports an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court is likely. The virus is making its way through Congress again. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi testing positive. She'd been at an event with the president earlier in the week, and Senators Susan Collins of Maine and Raphael Warnock of Georgia have both tested positive. Both were on the Senate floor for votes on Thursday. By midsummer, there'll be a new justice on the nation's highest courts.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Vice President Kamala Harris presiding as the Senate approves the president's Supreme Court nominee.
Ketanji Brown Jackson will be the first African-American woman ever to hold the title of justice.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Justice Designate Jackson, will be seated upon Justice Stephen Breyer's retirement. New charges of atrocities in a town on the outskirts of Kiev.
Bucha's mayor says three new sites of mass shootings of civilians have been found with corpses, quote, dumped like firewood in mass graves.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv in western Ukraine. The General Assembly has suspended Russia's membership on the UN Human Rights Commission. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Just in time for Easter, news of a not-so-sweet recall.
Kinder Happy Moments milk chocolate and crispy wafers assortment, as well as Kinder Mix chocolate treats baskets, are being recalled in the U.S. because they may be tainted with salmonella. No one's reported getting sick stateside, but eight countries in Europe have seen over 100 salmonella infections linked to Kinder products. Salmonella can cause some serious, even deadly infections in children and the elderly. And healthy people who get it may go through fever, abdominal pain. It can even trigger arterial infections and arthritis. Till NATO, Fox News.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week as layoffs remain at historically low levels. Jobless claims fell by 5,000 to 166,000 for the week ending April 2nd, according to the Labor Department. The nation's largest online retailer mounting a challenge to a recent vote by some New York area warehouse workers to unionize.
Amazon says the union at the Staten Island warehouse, where workers just voted to join the Amazon labor union, threatened staff there. Reuters reports the company didn't provide any proof or evidence, and a Fox email to Amazon wasn't immediately returned. The National Labor Relations Board, though, said Amazon could have extra time to substantiate the allegations. The leader of the Amazon labor union is a former worker there who was fired in 2020 after he led COVID-related protests at the warehouse. In Alabama, where Amazon activity prompted the National Labor Relations Board to hold a second union election, beat back efforts there again, and the vote at the Bessemer warehouse failed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Medics in Israel say at least two people were killed, several others wounded in a shooting in central Tel Aviv. The attack occurring in an area of bars and restaurants packed with people at the time. The motive for the shooting not immediately clear, but it comes after heightened tensions in the area following a series of deadly attacks which Israel has blamed on Palestinians. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.